This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just heard a big bang. I was like, kind of weird. Like, I didn't know if it was like a gunshot or whatever, but I was just, it was like probably 3 seconds before we heard another, just like bang, 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 and I immediately sprinted over to her and was like, hey, we gotta get out of here, and like pushed open the emergency door, and I like told her to run, and I ended up leaving her, which she really hated, but I went back and just was by the exit, just making sure that people were getting out, because I remember seeing like an older woman that was there, and yeah, come here. Like, I don't even know if she, like, heard the gunfire, but she was, like, in shock. She was just in crazy shock.
It's one eyewitness account of what happened at a supermarket in Boulder. Sadly, it is a horrible day for the people there, and week 10 people were killed, including a police officer, when someone went in and opened fire and just picked off people right and left. Didn't seem to have any purpose. The details are sparse as to what a possible motive could be. The police officer was 51-year-old Eric Talley. He'd been on the force 11 years in Boulder, and he was responding to the call about what was happening at the King Supers grocery market when he was shot. And you could tell that his friends on the force were pretty emotional when they were asked about it, including the police chief, Maris Harold, who was choking back tears as she spoke to the media and confirmed how many people died and what happened with Officer Talley, who was the first on the scene. So he rushed in to try to help people, and he was hit. So just a terrible, terrible moment in time in Boulder, Colorado. The unexpected, while somebody's in there shopping, that they don't come out, and then those calls have to be made to people at home or work or wherever they were to tell them what had gone on. Some of the details we do know is just, again, that he walked in, white male, and was armed and had, as they're saying, the weapon was an AR-15 style rifle. And he opened fire, so it was pretty chaotic as to what was going on, you know, with him and why and all those questions that you start to toss around that you can't even imagine. It's just the unimaginable is what it is. And it took a long time to actually say what had happened in the store, just that, you know, that there were shots that were fired, but how many people had actually died, etc. And look, the suspect was taken into custody. People saw that. That was pretty much all over the tube. And you could see blood that was streaming down his leg, and he was treated for some injuries. He was walking on his own and handcuffed. But these were innocent victims, and now families affected by the shooting. And hey, once again, you got to say law enforcement there. They surrounded the place, and they got there pretty quickly and tried to do whatever they could to get him out, and they did. So that, for that, there are reasons to be grateful that there were certainly first responders and brave heroes to do what they did. The Colorado governor says, today we saw the face of evil. You know, the senseless killing of 10 people in the mass shooting, and that's a good way to put it. It is. It's the face of evil, absolutely. No doubt about that. In the meantime, while that was happening in Boulder, there were things happening in Miami as to, wow, what do we do with this situation here where you have kids that are, they're not just inebriated and falling down on the sidewalk and partying. They're jumping on cars, and they're just not dispersing, and 1,000-plus are gathering, and it's like spring break that has spiraled out of control. So they had no choice but to shoot these pepper balls at the kids, shoot them on the ground and have them explode. And that, if that, you know, when that explodes on the ground and becomes that tear gas that gets in your face, it stuns you. There's no question. So they arrested over 1,000 spring breakers, and it's got the mayor up all night, the city council trying to figure out what to do. So they've slapped this curfew on that Miami area from 8 p.m. until 6 in the morning. They've done things like bring in a SWAT team with the pepper bullets to figure out what else. They've brought in four other agencies. They're being overrun by out-of-control parties, and anything goes. That's what it is. It's the vibe of anything goes. And that's when it can get dangerous, because when you get too far to the side of anything goes, suddenly things really start to fall apart. There are others who are offering them suggestions of what to do. And, you know, sadly, there are other people, there are tourists who are furious. They're angry about the curfew because they got vaccinated, went for a vacation, and their vacation coincided with what's happening there. And they have that same stringent measure that they're in curfew. They have to be in curfew because you can't have that chaos. You know, so you got to come up with some sort of, you know, restriction. You know, one of the things that they do, they ban scooter rentals after 7 o'clock. They restrict alcohol sales in other places. I know in New Orleans, they've talked about what they've had to do and crack down on other things to try to cut it off before it's too much. Because when you get to that other side and it's too much, you don't want things to happen that you don't want to happen there. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening. It's anything goes, and the anything goes is not good. And, of course, there's no masking. There's none of that. And there's all those variants, unfortunately, that are all meeting up in Miami, meaning four different variants. So the possibility that you get on the plane, you're in the middle of that woohoo crowd, and you take that with you could be pretty good. You know, I mean, that's the thing. We're trying to crush this sucker, this virus. So not good to see that. I get the spring break thing. I've done the spring break thing. But never, in a crowd that big and the kind of things that are happening there. And that's the difference. And everybody gets it. I mean, it's tough. It's tough for these kids in college. It's tough for kids that are graduating from high school. It's tough for kids in general who are, so many of them still are doing half Zoom and half in the class. It was a tough, tough year all the way around, no matter what the demographic you're in. I'm just so, so certain of that. And we look to our friends in Europe and you see that they're back in lockdowns and they're extended because they got a third wave, and they're calling it a wave. They've got a third wave of COVID smashing through Europe. And some critics are saying, great that you're doing this, but it's come too late. So now, well, first we're getting these easing measures. We're weary of this whole thing. And now you got another series of lockdowns. We've seen that lead to a surge in infections and health services and everything else. But that variant found in England is spreading significantly in 27 European countries, dominant in Denmark, Italy, Ireland, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Spain, Portugal. We feel you. Oh, we are all sadly in this together. Mic drop next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
He's the Invisible Man. You don't hear from on this show unless I drag him in. But he's the technical maestro, and he does such a good job with all the music and everything in between. The circus behind the mic. That just reminded me of the Mod Squad, like a 70s show. That horn, how they leaned on the horn that way. Excellent, excellent stuff, my friend. Again, he does such a great job. All right, so check this out. Recently, there's a new report from the American Psychological Association, the APA, and they found that over 61% of Americans said they have had undesirable changes in weight. 42% of people say that they have put on more weight than they wanted, gaining an average of, now what do you think it is? Gaining an average of 13 pounds, 20 pounds, or 29 pounds? That would be 29 pounds. Wow, almost 30 pounds. And, you know, you got to think about this, the restricted movement. They're saying that if you look at the numbers, too, a lot of the the essential workers gained more than that, and that makes sense because they're grabbing fast food and stuff, right? So they're on the front lines, they're working ridiculously long hours in so many cases, depending on what they do. So that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what it is. That they're, it's run and grab. That's what I call it, the run and grab. Which is tough, right? You're starving, you've worked a zillion hours, and you're just eating bad stuff. So anyway, they're saying this is like a secondary crisis. I think the crisis is the number. So to me, what was the most shocking thing is that 61% of Americans say they have these undesirable changes in weight. Okay, I'm not surprised by that, but the pounds, 29 pounds, that's a mic drop moment. There it is. It's a mic drop moment because that is so tough. I mean, listen, as somebody who is always trying to, everybody's always trying to lose weight that I know. I know people that are all different sizes and shapes and all of that, but I've hardly ever in my life met someone that told me, I mean, ever, that I'm just perfect. I don't need to, you know, they don't need to lose an ounce. They're just perfect. Poof, the jeans, whatever, male or female. So that is a lot, no matter where you were, that's a lot to shake off, right? That's a lot. It's funny too, because I know a mic drop of the other, in the other direction. I know people that have dropped a lot of weight and they were maybe like pudgy and they dropped, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds. They did the opposite. They consciously decided, okay, if I'm going to binge watch TV or I'm going to be hanging in, I'm not going to get enough exercise, I'm not going to blah, 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 be running around, then, you know, I'm just going to go easy on the chips. I'm going to go easy on the dips. I'm going to go easy on, you know, whatever burger fry, whatever it is that, you know, that they were normally or started to dip into, I guess, is what I'll say. Anyway, I thought it was a good mic drop moment because I thought for sure it was like 13 pounds. I was surprised that it was, and this is the survey of these people, so that's the other thing. It's one survey. All right, we go from the 29 pounds to people who would have been better off sitting home and eating chips. But evidence gathered during the Justice Department's investigation into that January 6th storming at the Capitol, when we saw Liberty just crash, they're saying, and this is something to watch, could support sedition charges against the rioters, or at least some of them anyway. Michael Sherwin, who led the investigation as the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, was on 60 Minutes, and he said, while none of the 400 people arrested over the riots have been charged with sedition, there is a mounting body of evidence to support the charges. And he said, I personally believe the evidence is trending that way. I believe the facts support the charges, and as we go forward, more facts will support that. Wow. That's a huge, huge charge. And for what, obviously, so many of them could possibly get if, you know, once they go through the criminal justice system, it would be a heavy sentence. I mean, a heavy, heavy, heavy sentence. Sedition charges are so rare that you just hardly see that. You hardly ever see that. In fact, in looking this up, one of the rare moments of charges of sedition, last time being in 2010, it's when members of a Michigan militia were being accused of plotting to provoke an armed conflict with the government, and then they were acquitted. So they dismissed the charges against five of that militia, the court did, saying that the prosecutors failed to prove that the group had concrete plans to attack anyone, which is what they would have to have here. It's so rare that it's really, really, really tough to have that stand up. So they must feel like they can do that. Now, in 93, the Justice Department had booked Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, along with nine others, on charges going way back of seditious conspiracy for the World Trade Center bombing then, and then the spree of planned attacks across New York. The bombing killed six people and about 1,000 were injured. So Abdel Rahman was sentenced to life in prison along with Ramzi Youssef. There's two big names from the past, right? But again, this is something that you rarely see. And so watching the sedition charges and seeing where this goes is going to be interesting, because the evidence trending toward that, what the defense will come up with in each of these individual cases, will we see that it'll be, again, like the Michigan militia, that you just can't, that part you can't prove that there was something really super concrete there. It's that culpability and being able to, you know, being able to do that. Yeah. All right. And I mean, I gotta throw in a curveball here because of the heavy, right? So I was reading this story. If you're watching it, you know, something that's happening during the pandemic, a lot of people are watching game shows. I know that I've seen more game shows than I ever have in my life because I'm not a big game show person, but I'll catch it here and there. But what's interesting is something that I read in The Week, and The Week was talking about backlash from Jeopardy fans who are not psyched about Dr. Oz hosting Jeopardy. He's doing 2 weeks of Jeopardy. He's in. He's doing 2 weeks. He started already. He's the latest in a series of temporary guest hosts that have been filling the shoes of Alex Trebek since his death. Some people don't like what he sells, what he pushes, etc. So when he was tapped for it, there were some really nasty tweets that went out. The things that they called him, in some cases, I'd be bleeped. I couldn't put on the air. And it's funny because now you've got others that are coming up to be part of the whole Jeopardy thing, including Aaron Rodgers, who is the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers while he's sitting there restructuring his contract. I guess he's a big Jeopardy nerd, as his fiance has said. And so he's somebody who's going to get a turn doing that. Maybe they'll be kinder. I don't know. Sports fans can be brutal, so perhaps not. Hey, coming up, a conversation with Dave Taylor. We caught up with Dave Taylor, in fact, in China. You want to talk about a guy who has access to some interesting experiences through the government and some of the things that he saw with NATO, etc., and these books that he's written are fascinating. He was at the center of diplomacy at one point in his life, and what an interesting career. I talked to him off the air, and we talked about some of the things that he's seen as far as the military goes. Stay with us.
To the young searching foreigner, come to live in the light of the beacon.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket that left 10 people dead, including one police officer. The shooting at a King Supers grocery store in South Boulder began around 2:30 local time Monday afternoon. An eyewitness identified as Jim told KDVR-TV that he was part of a group of people that ran out of the back of the store when they heard gunshots.
I was near the front of a stampede that just headed out and didn't know where a door would be in the back. We just went flying through those doors, and we all just rushed and jumped about 5 feet down from the loading dock and just ran for our lives.
The officer who died has been identified as 51-year-old Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, who was one of the first on the scene. Police have one suspect in custody who was injured at the scene and hospitalized. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has sent a number of senior officials to the southern border as the humanitarian crisis at the border continues to worsen. Senator Ted Cruz says the blame for the crisis rests with the Biden administration's policy decisions. He tells reporters that Biden scrapped an important piece of the Trump administration's foreign policy.
The instant Joe Biden got into office, he halted construction on the wall. He reinstated catch and release, the failed policy where illegal immigrants are detained and then they're released and asked to come to a court date in the future. And unfortunately, we know a very large number of them never show up at the court date. And most inexplicably, he ended the Remain in Mexico policy, you know, a great foreign policy victory, an immigration victory that the Trump administration had achieved, was negotiating with the nation of Mexico so that Central American immigrants who had crossed illegally through Mexico and were seeking asylum here would remain in Mexico while their cases were processed. The Biden administration threw away that international agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Kidding. I could probably spend 3 days with our next guest and just be fascinated by all the stories that he would have to tell me because he has lived quite a life. In fact, he pretty much told me he didn't do things that he didn't want to do, and how many people can say that? Dave Taylor joins us, and he's written 3 books, Old Habits Die Hard, The Honest Broker, Life Goes On, and he's a guy who worked with NATO. He's a guy who can have can claim incredible, I think, strategy when it comes to business and military strategy. And he's going to explain that he has written about the Third World War many, many times, and perhaps all this writing and looking at the big picture is probably the reason why he's such a prolific writer and so good with these novels that he's pulled together. So, Dave, thanks so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Kate. Thank you very much for having me.
So I just scratched the surface of what you've done, and I think it's important for the people listening to us in the U.S. and around the world, because we have a lot of international listeners, to realize your background. It's so fascinating to me. How many people can claim they worked with NATO and actually wrote the Third World War? How many times did you do that?
I wrote the Third World War in the North German plain 26 times. When I was in the military, we used to have to go on exercise every 6 weeks. And I don't know if people realize somebody has to write that exercise. And because of the ability that people thought I had, I was asked to write the exercise over a period of 3 years. And it was great fun because you can get to play with divisions and people. And I also managed to get the privilege and chance to write a psychological operations exercise, which was the first one in Europe since the end of the Second World War. So it kept me busy, but was also really enjoyable.
And you know, it's interesting, the books, you fast forward and you come to writing these books. And I want to make sure that we do them justice and tell a little bit about the plots. And you've had many people tell you Old Habits Die Hard, that they loved it. What's Old Habits Die Hard about? If we get lost in this novel, what's it going to be like? What kind of journey are you taking us on?
Well, part of it, obviously it's fiction. I can't recount what I used to do for a living because the ministry would not allow me to do that. But lots of things you do crop up again and again. And the journey here is, I've used my son as the main protagonist. I haven't seen him since he was 12. When I divorced his mother, he went away with him. But I needed to find a protagonist, so I used my son. And the story starts off in Wuhan, goes to the Ukraine, and I've done lots of visits to the Ukraine. Paris, where I'm still on a faculty list as a professor. And then back to London. And when the editor read it the first time, he said it's not a traditional intelligence story. And my comment to him was, do you understand intelligence? Have you ever been an intelligence officer? And he said, no. And then I said, read the book again. It's good fun. It shows some ups and downs which occurs in people's lives. He loses his girlfriend. He's about to propose and she gets taken out. And he does go on, not a spree for survival and revenge, but revenge to get back to the people. And how do people in this environment stay alive? The story then develops into the other books. And The Honest Broker, I've had people say, well, are there ever any honest brokers? And the idea there was who gets involved in discussing at a high level. And I used my previous experience to suggest that the Russians were looking to reinvade and take back what used to be the Soviet Union, and they were going to use the Chinese to do it. And if people want to know whether it worked or not, they'll have to read the book. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you the answer to that
one. That is spoken like a true author. You understand cliffhangers. And then, you know, you go from The Honest Broker to Life Goes On. And tell us about Life Goes On.
Life Goes On is interesting because, again, at the beginning of the book, he's just got married, and then things go terribly wrong. Starts off in the Maldives Islands. I've been there. I've served there many years ago. And the idea here is that the old traditional World War II allies are going to come back together again, America, the UK and Russia, to attack China and attack Europe. And the role of Neil, the main character, has to change from a straightforward intelligence gatherer to an assassin. And people reading that book can make some tie-ups with some known people in America and the UK. And again, I'm not going to give you the answer to that one, but the question is very simple. He suffered immense grief, and yet they're still asking him to do a specific job. And can somebody do that under the kind of loss when you think everything's turned out wonderful? You know, can you really overcome that kind of loss and do your job properly? So all of the books tend to look at I suppose some of the weaknesses that people have, and they still experience them, whether you do this kind of job or whether you go to an office every day, and not explore them in great depth. The idea is that people should read this and enjoy it, but for people to realize it's still there, it's still in everybody.
Wow, so well said in weaving these all together. Was it fun for you to use your experiences, then do research and come up with the plots?
Oh, I love it. I love doing the research for books. I love going on the internet, digging out the different types of weapons. For The Honest Broker, I spent a long while looking at the different ways you could kill people. So if people were checking my internet record, they'd probably wonder what on earth I do. But with a PhD in international business management, I'm used to doing research, and I love doing it. And that's part of the writing process for me. I walk every day. I have to. I have a heart condition at my age. And that's a great time to think and move the plot around and change direction slightly and bring in new characters and things like that.
Wow. And so you can, I love that you walk and the characters are probably walking with you. And you've mentioned China, you mentioned Paris, we've talked about NATO, and I'm sure you can't boil it down to the best experience ever, but do you feel like you've lived a privileged life with some of the people that you've spent time with and what you've worked on?
Oh, privilege is probably the best word to describe it, Kate. I'm incredibly lucky. I've met some phenomenal people all over the world. I've been to America many times. I've traveled the whole of Europe, Africa. I'm now living in China. If somebody had said to me as a young man, this is what you're going to be doing, and by the time you get to your age, you'll be writing, I would have laughed and said, yeah, okay, fine. But I am privileged. Wonderful time. And would I change any of it? Not on your life.
And that goes to what I said at the very beginning. You've done what you wanted to do, and you cut out your own path. And I think that's very much what we see in your books as well. So I can't imagine that you're done yet. I think there's many more books in you. Are you working on something now?
Yeah, I wasn't going to do a fourth book with Neil Olaf, but that's about halfway through at the moment. I can't share a title with you because I'm trying to decide which one I want to use. I've got a children's book drafted out, and I'm looking for an illustrator to put that together. Back as a schoolboy, I used to write poetry, but although I can remember some of it, I don't have copies of it left. So there's lots of other things and lots of stories that you can write about. That I'm going to have a go at. I have various writers who I think are models, and I don't think I'm as good as any of them, but I enjoy writing. I enjoy the chance to sit down with a Mont Blanc pen and write in hand and then type it up afterwards. And, yeah, God willing, I'm hoping to be around for a fair few years yet and publish a few more books.
Well, it's a perfect place to end this. We can't wait to see what you do next. Life Goes On, Old Habits Die Hard, The Honest Broker. Buy them all. And trust me, you'll read them probably within a couple of weeks. Thanks so much, Dr. Dave Taylor.
Absolute pleasure being with you. Please take care. And thank you again.
Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, 24/7 you can email me whatever you're thinking, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. you'll see a lot of resources there on the show and some of the blogs and things that are happening, and plus we want your 2 cents, so you can throw it in that way. The big story is Spolder, and I stayed with one of my really good friends a couple of years ago right down the street from that shopping center, that area, that grocery store, and I texted with her today. She was supposed to be there. She was very shook up. She had gone to another one of those King stores, which was pretty close to that one, even though where the mass shooting was closer to her house. So multiple people were killed, including a police officer. A gunman opens fire at a supermarket in Boulder. It was just, again, another one of those unimaginable tragedies. The Boulder County District Attorney, Michael Daugherty, called the events a tragedy and a nightmare, and I agree with him. There seems to be no motive for the attack. At least they don't know it. The shooting is, you know, on the heels of, what, 6 days after 8 people, 6 of them women of Asian descent, killed by a gunman at 3 spas in Atlanta. So they're investigating, trying to come up with what the potential motive could be. It happened at a terrible time, right before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Boulder police, as soon as they knew what was happening, tweeted an alert for people to stay away from that area, from the supermarket. But imagine this for a moment. We live in the United States of America, and people listening around the world, you know, unfortunately, some of the same
horrors that some of us have lived through here in the States, the senseless violence. It just really catches you and takes your breath away. And I hope we don't get desensitized to it, because it's terrible what's happened to these families. But it's an ordinary day. You're driving to go to the grocery store. I've done it how many times? How many times have you all done it? People are pleasant. They say hello to you. You're walking down the aisles, and then suddenly everything changes. And the stories of the people who escaped and got out of the way of the bullets, of course, that is the good news. But sadly, people who were unaware and were right in the path of the sick, twisted man had nowhere to go. And we saw the photos of the shirtless man with blood running down his leg, escorted out of the store, handcuffed by two cops. It was a live TV feed that was being shown all over the place. And, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't clear. They're trying to pull this all still apart, but very, 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 very sad to see what's happened here. You know, the reports, there was one guy I was listening to today. He said he was in the supermarket's meat section. The gun, he hears the gunfire, and he thought it was a misfire. You hear the pops, and you all know what that can mean. Then all of a sudden, he sees the stampede and just knows, I got to get out, because this is it. So, of course, you know, sadness, grief, the same things that we always express. I mean, how is it that our ordinary lives are just shattered by crazy nutballs like this, which we don't know, again, what the motive is? All right, couple of other things that I think are on the radar for a lot of people, and one of them is this vaccine passports, because now with more people getting vaccinated, or maybe you're not getting vaccinated, maybe you're an anti-vaxxer, but for people who are getting vaccinated and who want to travel, get ready, because airlines and a lot of other people in the travel industry are throwing a lot of support behind these passports to boost a horribly depressed travel economy. So in Europe, they're saying they could embrace the idea pretty quickly because of the summer coming up. And these vaccine passports or health certificates would show, they're testing versions of it, but it would probably be on your phone or some way they would have that. But they're testing them so that they're not caught off guard, and perhaps the vaccine passport would work. It would be stored on a phone or other mobile device. You would show it to the airline employee, I'm assuming. I mean, again, these are all things, a digital health pass, that are all being discussed. But I think it's kind of fascinating because everything is mobile now, right? And we've seen how this has affected, maybe some of you listening, older people who couldn't figure out vaccines because they didn't have computers, because they didn't have smartphones, iPhones, any of that. And it's really the way we navigate our lives. It really, really is, right? This I don't understand. I understand going on spring break, woohoo, and all the things that you do when you're a kid. But in Miami, my gosh, you have people just jumping up and down on cars. I've seen some video that was pretty mind-blowing to me. And, of course, they're shooting pepper balls into the crowd and trying to disperse them because they know they're being overwhelmed when you have 1,000 kids. Now you have this curfew until, you know, starts at 8 o'clock, and it's on Thursday through Sunday. And, you know, the city commission has even authorized the interim city manager to extend the declaration of the state of emergency in one-week increments, because they're going to just keep watching to see what's happening. So far, more than 1,000 people have been arrested in spring break, with spring break. About 80 guns have been seized, and it's like this, it's, you know what happens? It's sort of an impromptu street party. I think that's the way to say it. But then you have fights that break out, and then the stampedes are dangerous, and people are getting trampled on. And, of course, the fear there is somebody would be killed. That's just part of it, and they're hanging out. So it's a much different kind of, you know, spring break. I would say it's unwelcome, to say the least, right? Okay, this is interesting. In going back to the whole vaccine thing, vaccines or not, there's yet another one. AstraZeneca, has has arrived on the scene. And, of course, there was the concerns about blood clots because some of that happened in Europe. But now they're saying it's 79% effective, and the vaccine could become available, probably will become available by the end of May. So that's pretty quickly, which by then, with the vaccine supply that we have in the United States, I think anyone who wants a vaccine would be able to get one. But, you know, hey, there you go. You got another one. And then I'm going to give you a rumor that I heard from a very good source. It hasn't really been confirmed, but I'm going to throw it out there because I think it's interesting enough that with these, the filing your taxes, you get an extra month to file your taxes. Everyone listening in the United States, you get an extra month, and that can be a good thing when you're running around trying to make things happen, or you're piecing things together, or whatever's going on in your life. Or you're a business person, you own your own business, and it gives you more time to get some money to pay for the taxes. You know how this goes, the shuffling game. But I guess in Texas, because of what happened with Snowmageddon, and really electricity was the name of the game, there just wasn't enough for 4 million plus people. Because of that, in Texas, it might be that that deadline gets extended for Texans, and there's another state that might be involved till June. Again, this is a rumor. I heard from a good source. Don't know for sure. Nobody could tell me when I made a few phone calls if that was definitely true. So for now, anybody listening in the great state of Texas, it is May. I mean, if you're getting a refund, you want that refund back, you know, anyway, I would assume. Yep. Right? You want the refund, of course you do. So you're not the concern. It's people who have to pay that have a way that they can, you know, just gives them a way to wait for more time to pull things together. And if there was even 2 months, probably that would be even better for, you know, some people too, as well. You know, and as the dollar turns, speaking of the IRS, more stimulus checks are coming out this week for people who are expecting to get them. Not everybody got direct deposits if they were eligible to get it. So now these checks are again starting to be processed and starting to arrive. These are paper or prepaid debit cards. They're expected, you know, maybe Wednesday, March 24th, you might get them by then. So pretty quickly. I mean, once this was approved, you have to say they did turn it around pretty quickly. There's no question about that. And then finally, as I gave out, you know, the mailbag address, k2kplaneyradio.com, situation at the border. What do you, here's a big question. I've been asking this the entire time I've done talk radio. It has been an issue the entire time. I've talked about my week with the Border Patrol. What do you think should happen at the border? Overwhelmed again, facilities are crowded, kids are stuck. It's a nightmare. It doesn't look like a good situation to me. What is the answer? All right, that's it. We're wrapping this puppy up. Thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everyone. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.